Do I want change or reality? Do I want change or reality? Oftentimes we are pursuing one one choice, one change after another. We're going for better life. We're going for a better understanding of who we are. We're going for all these various things. We're looking for change. We're looking for change. We want change from who we are and where we are and what we are. Right now, we want change. And as we want change, what are we doing to ourselves? What are we saying to ourselves? What are we thinking about ourselves? Are we unhappy with what we have? Are we unhappy with the way we have progressed in our lifestyle, in our body style, in our mental style? Are we unhappy with who and what we are? If we are, we're barking up the wrong tree, truly. We're barking up the wrong tree. We have not realized that we have a reality which is always here, is always there, it has never changed, it is never lost, and it merely needs our attention. For whatever things we think about, those are the things that we experience. Now, if we think about change, then we're in that modus operandi of constantly reviewing and re-reviewing who and what we are and what we want to do and where we're going. And when we say, I am reality, I am who I really am, who am I really? What am I really? What is it that I think of myself as? What is it that I call myself? What is it that I am? What is it that I want to change? Well, I want to change poverty and illness and imbalance in my world. Well, why not look at balance, abundance, and goodness in the world? Why not look at those things and find them because they're there and let them be revealed through as in with you and enjoy them with all your heart and all your soul and all your being. And as you enjoy them, you'll find that you are them. You are them right now. And you are enjoying them right now. And you are being them right now. Are you the ideal person? Are you the ideal being? Are you the ideal love of life? Are you the ideal joy in life? Are you the ideal person in life? Are you the kind of person that you ultimately would like to be? But right now is, of course, the time to be it. Are you the kind of person that you have in your heart, in your soul, in your being, that you think is very wonderful and very important and very exciting? Well, if not, why not do it? Now, let's just say you're an actor and you're learning a part for a play. And you are working on the part. You're learning the script. You're learning the dialogue. And the dialogue is taking a long time to learn, and you are not quite remembering all of it. You're not. Why are you not remembering it? Because you're not playing the part. You are not being that being that you think you are being, and you're not playing the part. And how silly that is. We want to play the part so beautifully, so wonderfully, so fantastically that we are the part. Not we want the change, we want the reality. Okay, now here I'm giving you a script. And the script is called My Reality. Wow, hey, cool, okay. My Reality. I am abundant. I am healthy. I am harmonious. I am surrounded by friends. I am living in a peaceful universe. And on with all the joy, all the magic that is important in my reality. Now, as I put those causes to motion, as I put those concepts in motion for me, for my life, and that they are my life, then that is who I am. That is all that I am. Now, we want to look at life and that reality from a point of view that it's something that's going to be done, something that's going to be accomplished. We want it to be something that is going to be revealed and something that's going to be so fantastic, so wonderful, so magical in our life that we could only hope that it might take place. Now, if you're going to be that actor, if you're going to be playing the role of Mr. Reality or Mrs. Reality or Mr. master of reality, whatever age point that you're thinking of yourself on, and there's it's all ageless, really, what are you going to think for yourself? Now, I am reality. So you say to yourself, I am whole and perfect. I am fantastic. I am magic. I am happy. I am filled with peace. I'm filled with joy. I'm filled with goodness. I'm filled with love. Now, keep it up. Now, I'm the actor. Now, the actor is playing this role of being a very rich actor, very abundant. The actor is absolutely healthy. In every organ, action, function of his body, he is absolutely healthy, fantastic and glorious and wonderful. And it's true. Now, the actor is surrounded by beautiful, sincere friends, a beautiful, peaceful world where everything is in divine order. And the actor is just living in a world of magic, 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 but reality. Reality. Magic that's reality. And as this wonderful actor is experiencing these things, he is living them every moment of his being. I do not want change. I live who and what I really am. Now, who and what am I really? I am the happy being. I am the joyous being. I am the fulfilled being. I don't want to change anything because that's my reality. The outer appearance, you say you want to change that. No, no, don't even think that the outer appearance is not what you want. Think that your outer appearance is what you want. You see something and you say, oh my goodness, it's so terrible. And then you name it, you claim it, and you experience it. Now, look at the same thing and say, oh my goodness, isn't it wonderful? I am so happy. I'm so filled with peace and joy and harmony. I'm so filled with everything that's magic and magic and magic and magic and magic. I feel so good, so wonderful, so fantastic. I feel so great. And little by little, that idiocy of yourself going against the appearances will become your reality, because it is your reality, and it will come out in your life, and it'll come out in everything that you do, and everything that you are, and everything that is, because that is the reality. Now, affirmations help you to achieve these things, but to have inspiration within your heart, within your being, within your soul, within the very essence of you, that is what it's really all about. That's what it's really impressing itself into your being as being right now. What is your reality? Can you visualize your reality? Can you visualize who and what you are? Can you visualize that and know that to be the truth about yourself? Can you? Can you live in your life and be understanding of who and what your reality really is? What is your reality? I'm giving you the script. If I'm not giving you the script and you're giving it to yourself, then write it well. Write that script well. Write that script to say exactly who your reality is. Who are you? Are you divine? Are you glorious? Are you wonderful? Are you peaceful? Are you harmonious? Are you blissful? Are you blissful? My goodness sakes, yes. That's your reality. You don't want to change anything. You merely want to live in the awareness of who you really are. Now, that's a good topic. Live in the awareness of who you really are. Live in the awareness of who you really are, your reality, the truth about you. And what is the truth about you? You are beautiful. You have a healthy body. You have a healthy mind. You have a healthy soul. You have a healthy spirit. There is no tomorrow. There is no yesterday. There's only now. And now is where you live, where I live, where all lives. Now is the only reality there is, and I'm in that reality right now. I'm aware of it, and I'm living it, and I'm enjoying it, and I'm so happy with it. Yes, that's exactly what it's all about. Are you able to say, I live in my reality today? Are you able to say that? Are you able to understand, I live in my reality now? Are you able to write the script for your lifestyle and have that reality be quite lovely described there in the script of your life. Can you do that? And the answer is 100% yes, and we do it all the time. Except that we sometimes have too small a picture of our God. Too small a God that works with us. The divine in us is truly magnificent, whole, and perfect. Fulfilled, revealed, realized now. And I am that now. I am my reality. I'm not the change, but I'm my reality, and I love it. And because I love it, and because I am it, all my world is equal to that reality that I am. And they're equal to the reality that I am right now, in every single moment of my life, in every single moment of my experience, in every single moment of who and what I am. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. My reality. Now.